Okay, this is Mark. And she saw a male subject. Yeah. You know it was male, not female.
Male, yeah.
Okay, go ahead and just tell me what you saw.
I saw something like a shadow running with a figure of a man with a gun. And he ran straight into the store, ran to his left. And all of a sudden we heard in the mic that says, there's a man in the store with a gun. Everybody ran out. So that hit my mind that that's what I had probably had seen.
Okay.
And I got scared and I ran out.
So you saw something in his hand initially, and then when you heard the announcement, you realized it was a gun that he saw.
It was a gun with his hand.
Okay, and he ran through the front doors of the store?
From the front door to the left.
To the left?
Store.
And out of your view?
Yes.
Okay, and you heard no shots fired?
No shots, no nothing. I just saw that image.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, go ahead.
All I saw when I was stalking is I saw this guy run by with a gun. I heard a pop, a glass shatter, and at just about that time, Sister Manager Dennis hollered at me, said, hey man, get the hell out of the store.
Okay. So you actually saw the guy with the gun?
I think so. He was kind of blondish.
Okay.
I know he had shorts on.
Remember what color shorts?
Tan maybe.
Okay.
And an orange, pinkish shorts or a top.
Okay.
Maybe sandy blonde, blondish.
Okay.
Hair.
And what about height and weight? Could you estimate that, or was he running?
Yeah, he was running.
Oh, okay. So it happened fast.
He was running. And then now that I think of it, I assume he was running for that ammunition that was right there where the sporting goods is.
Where were you actually in the store?
It's like an action alley. Like sporting goods is right here. I was done at this end, and he was running through here straight. He headed toward. Well, I didn't know where he was headed at that time.
Right.
Now that I think about it, I know that's where he was headed.
Towards sporting goods.
Where the ammo was at.
Oh, okay. You know what? What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna draw a square right here. And let's just say these are the front doors to the store. Where were you?
Way in the back.
Oh, way back here?
Yeah.
And where are sporting goods?
That's way in the back.
Oh, so right in this area?
Yeah.
And this guy, which way was he running?
Well, see, there's an alley. Say that's sporting goods, all right?
Okay.
And there's things here, like this. This place. And that's an alley, and that's an alley.
Okay.
So he came out of one of these alleys.
All right.
Straight to there. I was over here.
Okay.
But at still a distance, maybe. I don't know. 20 yards, 30 yards maybe.
Okay.
And I saw him run here. I heard a shot and I heard glass shatter.
Did you see him fire a shot or just heard it?
I just heard it.
Okay.
But I could have seen him because I was looking that way. But I just heard a shot,
okay.
Glass shatter. And then this leads you out to the garden center over here.
Okay.
And about that time, Dennis was here and he hollered at me, hey man, get the hell out of the store.
Okay.
And that's when I ran out.
So when you ran out and last saw him, he was still in the area of the sporting goods?
Yeah. Well, I assume he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't see him take anything out of the displays or anything though, did you? Okay.
Yeah, and I couldn't, because I could see, but you can't see, because sporting goods is off the side.
Okay.
I just saw him run there, and I just heard a shot or pop, and a glass shatter, and that was it.
Do you know at this time what got hit, what glass?
I would assume it was where the ammo's at.
But you didn't see it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't see it. But
okay.
I heard the glass shatter, and then as we're thinking, and I said, mate, that's what he was after.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just, you're thinking this in your head because that would be logical.
Well, yeah, because that's all we have back there is ammo. And I had just left there. I just filled it up with ammo.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm in charge of that, of the...
Right.
Right there. And I just assumed that's where he was going.
Okay, and those are all locked cabinets and everything?
Yeah, they're all locked cabinets.
Okay, so somebody, if you're a customer, you got to get somebody to help you to open them up.
Yeah, you can't get it yourself.
Okay. Okay. What's anything else do you remember at all? Okay. Did you remember hearing somebody put out over the PA system a man with a gun and everyone out?
No.
You might have gotten out before that happened, maybe, because Dennis, you're... Now, who's Dennis again?
He's the assistant manager.
Okay, and he told you to get the heck out?
Yeah, because when I was kneeling, and I heard that, and about the same time, simultaneously, he was over there, and he told me, hey, get the fuck out of the ceiling.
Okay.
And then, but I didn't know why.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, now that I hear what's going on, then I assume he was hit.
But you heard the pop go up before he told you to get the heck out. So then when...
I heard the pop and the glass shattered.
Okay. So you kind of started putting it together.
Yeah, well, once I came out here and then I started putting it together, I said, well, that's what he was going for.
Okay.
Is the ammo, because that's... I mean...
Right. Yeah. Right. All right, Norman, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I guess they just want you to hang out until we can get everything cleared before you get back in there. All right, take care. Thank you.